Haven Baptist Church. Glad you are with us today. Special welcome if you're visiting for the first time. We have a visitor's packet we'd like to give you. So if you are a first-time visitor and you haven't yet received that packet, if you'd raise your hand at this time, the ushers will bring one to you, as well as some information about our church. There's also a visitor's card inside. If you take a moment and fill out that card and drop it in the offering plate when it's passed, we'd appreciate having a record of your attendance with us. Again, welcome to Lock Haven Baptist Church. Brother Mike Nelson is going to come this time and lead us in prayer.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be able to be here this beautiful Sunday morning, Lord. And we thank you for the opportunity to be able to come and praise you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we thank you, Lord, for the free gift of salvation that you've provided for us by giving yourself on Calvary. We just want to ask your special blessings this morning, Lord, on this service, that your name would be uplifted and magnified and honored and glorified. We just pray, Lord, if there's one here that doesn't know you as Savior, Lord, that today would be the day, Lord, that through the preaching of your word, that they realize that they're lost and undone and need you, Lord, for that free gift of eternal saving gift that you've provided for us. We just pray, Lord, that you would be with those that are unable to be with us this day, Lord, and bring them back safely at the next appointed time. And once again, Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, Lord, that you've poured out upon us. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
And heaven and nature sing.
try to do this in chronological order. So the first thing would be the ladies' Christmas party today in the Fellowship Hall, and that will be from 2 to 4:30. There was a question about that, 2 to 4:30. And so ladies, that'll be a wonderful time for you today. And then all parts of the cantata will practice this afternoon at 5. Here in the auditorium, the drama, the kids, the choir, adult choir, everything comes together at 5 this afternoon for practice. And then church-wide prayer at 6, youth and children's choir practice at 6 also. Evening worship service tonight at 6:30. Wednesday evening, Discovery Club and the Youth Zone at 6:30. Our midweek prayer service at 7 o'clock. Thursday evening, men's soul-winning visitation, 6:45 p.m. And then on Saturday, at the 8th, open house at the Stockton Home, and that will be from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. Let's see. If you chose a name from the Adopt-A-Kid tree, please bring your unwrapped gift by next Sunday morning. So if you participated in that ministry and chose a child from the tree, please bring your gift next Sunday unwrapped. A notice here about the cantata, The Arrival, a dramatized musical Christmas presentation for the whole family. And so that will be presented on Friday evening, December the 14th at 7, followed by a candlelight service, and then Sunday morning, the cantata only at 11 a.m. It says, please take some invitations on the front pew and invite your friends and family. So there are some invitations for that available. Do take a look at the missionary letter and the bulletin from Zach and India Werner, particularly because of a difficulty in the pregnancy. The child will be delivered on December the 4th, and so there'll be a certain amount of concern involving that. So do be much in prayer for India Werner, particularly on December the 4th, as they take the child early because of condition in the pregnancy. Take your song book, turn to page number 59. You may remain seated as we sing Jesus Loves Even Me, page 59. Given for that to come together. It's a ministry of a church that we kind of open up to the community, and so we might have people coming that would normally attend a church service, so be in prayer for that ministry. Take your songbook, turn to page number 103. Stand together, and the ushers will come forward in the last verse of More About Jesus, 103.
Thank you. First day I introduced myself to the day I moved away. It doesn't matter what they call us, long as it's with kindness, and he is always kind. Thank you, Brother Jim. It's good to see you. If you're visiting with us this morning, we're so thankful that you're here. We trust you'll have a good time here in the house of the Lord. I have enjoyed myself already. We will be in the book of Isaiah chapter 9 this morning. Isaiah chapter number 9. We've hit the busy part of the year for the church. One of the busy parts. Several times we get a little bit busy. But be found faithful where you can, and be at all the practices that you can. Brother Jim hit it on the nail on the head. This is presented to our community, and so we need to do our best foot forward when it comes to the cantata. It was good that report I heard from the Beautiful Girlhood group that went out and did some caroling last week over in the Morningside area. So we're glad that they were able to do that, and those that helped in that area, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much. Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse 6 today. Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number 6. This morning, I believe we'll spend the rest of this whole month in verse number 6, every Sunday morning. And the Sunday before Christmas, now the last Sunday I don't think we will, but the Sunday before Christmas, the 23rd, I'm thinking that Sunday morning and Sunday night will be on this verse. So if you come Sunday morning, this Sunday morning, next Sunday morning, next Sunday morning, and the next Sunday morning, and then you don't come back Sunday night, you won't know the rest of the story. It's kind of a little candy stick to get you to come back on Sunday night, because we still have church around here on Sunday night, so we'd love to have all of you come back and be a part of that. But really, it's because there's five names here in this verse that we're going to look at, and going to look at them in detail. So let's go ahead and read the verse and see what the Bible says. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah, concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, Isaiah wrote much about Jesus. There's 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah, 66 books in the Bible. there. And Isaiah wrote much about Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. He announces, of course, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you read and study the book of Isaiah, you'll notice that he talks about the life of Christ throughout the book of Isaiah. He actually describes the death of the Lord Jesus Christ in Isaiah 53. In Isaiah chapter 35, he talks about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Isaiah covers a whole lot about the Lord Jesus during this time. Now he reveals something to us here in this here verse. He says, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." He gives us five names here that the Lord Jesus Christ would be known by. And so this morning we're going to start a series of looking at these different names. Of course, the first one there being Wonderful. We're going to begin looking at that as we study through this verse of Scripture for the next four Sundays in a row. So Isaiah chapter 7, if you would flip over there, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, the Bible says here, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ would be a wonderful type birth. If you would notice in verse 14 of Isaiah chapter 7, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Now listen to me for a moment. I'm going to do this as kind as I can. If your Bible, if I just read through there, and your Bible says, "Behold, a young woman shall conceive," you got a problem. You got somebody that's done fool around with the Word of God, because there's a difference between a young woman and a virgin. There, and so we need to know the difference. And if you've got one that's reading that, you need to say, "Hey, I got to do away with this, because I cannot be having something that is calling itself the Word of God, yet has changed itself. That which is different is not the same different. Not at all." So let's clear that up. Let's do this real kind too this morning. It is Christmas, and you know, I'm going to be as gentle as I can as it comes up here. Listen, if you're sitting here this morning and you've had an abortion in the past, I love you. God loves you. Our church loves you. But abortion is not right. It's murder. So if you're sitting here and you've had this in the past, Pastor's not against you. I love you. I really do. But abortion's not right. Another thing's not right. We get on this abortion quite a bit. I'm going to tell you something else ain't right. Fornication ain't right. Amen. Fornication's not right. That's God's made a way that we can abstain from fornication. He said, "If any man, is trouble with this, let him take a wife and take care of that in the marriage bed. Marriage bed's holy, it's undefiled." I'll tell you something else that ain't right. While we're hitting on this, adultery's not right. Okay, so God has handled this. So if you've got Bibles that are teaching you or missing and skipping past and going over these issues, these aren't political things, dear friend. These are biblical things. These are biblical things, what Pastor's talking about. You know, and so we have to understand that when the Bible said there was a virgin that conceived, that's a wonderful thing. It's miraculous. It happened one time, it shall not ever happen again. Shall not ever happen again. Never shall it happen again. And so Isaiah prophesied of this miraculous birth, and Gabriel appeared and began to talk to Mary over in Luke chapter number 1. I hope you take that with all the tenderness that I can offer, because I love you. And those things I just covered, we shall not and will not shy away from, but God is able to heal and is able to mend, and he's able to help you and through those issues. If you're involved in them, run to Jesus. Amen. He will help you He's faithful and just to forgive all sins. And so, you know, find help in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter number 1, verse number 26, as Gabriel began to approach Mary here in Luke. Did I say Gabriel verse 1? Luke verse 1. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I don't know. Luke verse 1, chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible says there, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Verse 30, And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with the Lord. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto the throne of his father David. Verse 33, And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. So you have this wonderful sitting that just took place. Remember, his name shall be called Wonderful. And the announcement of the Lord Jesus Christ was nothing more than wonderful. You folks have been getting on Facebook and shooting arrows at balloons and busting out blue powder and sculpting pink balloons and revealing gender. Hey, God uncovered that a long time ago. The angel Gabriel appeared and said, Hey, a virgin, you Mary, you shall conceive and shall bring forth a son. And it was revealed in a wonderful manner. I mean, I look at y'all, some of y'all show those videos and everybody's crying, all excited about this color, that color, who's going to be, maybe it's going to be twins. This is a wonderful event. This was a wonderful announcement. Why? Because his name shall be called Wonderful. Many other miracles that we could look at, like in Micah chapter 5 verse 2 said that there it must happen in Bethlehem. Didn't it say that? That taxation. Listen, I don't like the IRS dipping into our stuff any more than you do, but I'm going to tell you something. Back then when God worked it out and the taxation took place, that was a wonderful event to get God, get the Lord Jesus Christ, get Joseph and Mary over to Bethlehem, because there had to be a fulfillment of Scripture there of the birth of Christ being in Bethlehem. I mean, that was an amazing thing. Here's another wonderful thing. You think about it with me for a minute. A lot of us get our nativities all mixed up, but the wise men traveling after the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, several years later, showing up at the house where they were living at, that was a wonderful event that the wise men would come to such a poorly little group of folks. And listen, Jesus became poor that you and I might become rich in his stead. But listen, he was born to a carpenter in a poor man's house. And as he lived there in that house, here come the wise men. As they traveled through there, they stopped by the king. The king said, Hey, bring me word again. Hey, this is a wonderful event that's taking place. Why was all these things wonderful? Because his name shall be called Wonderful. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and everything about Him, the whole thing. His birth was wonderful. And let me tell you something. Trying to sit here this morning and explain out the miracles of the Christmas story as we know them, listen, I could not do it any good at all. I'd miss it real bad because it is a wonderful story. I love this time of the year. I really do. Whether you like it or not, that's your business. I don't care about that. I'm not here to argue with you about some Christmas tree or some Santa Claus. I'm not here to tell you this. This is the only time around the world where Jesus Christ is being presented, and we can take opportunity and be tender with it and present Jesus, not in a manger, but died on the cross, risen again, seated at the heavens by the right hand of God forevermore. The whole thing is wonderful. We get all tied up right there and mixed up and fight over little things that don't make a big amount of sense anymore to me, because the older I get, I'm understanding this more and more. The more I know about Jesus, the better off I am. And it was a wonderful story about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only was the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ wonderful, dear friend, but the life of the Lord Jesus Christ was wonderful. For 33 and a half years, He roamed about this earth doing things good, healing the blind, causing the dumb to see. Lepers that was outcast and put outside the camp was cleansed and brought forth. The dead was raised again. What a wonderful life the Lord Jesus Christ lived. We no longer, listen, the whole thing is, we don't longer worship a babe in the manger, but we worship a sinless Savior, dear friend, who meets us in everyday crisis that we might have. Some of you may have lost a job this past month. Some of you may have been behind on some bills already and wondering what you're going to do for Christmas coming up. I'm going to buy this gift. I'm going to buy that. The stress of the hour. Listen, the devil has taken the time of the season, and he's putting stress upon you. Listen, dear friend, I ain't worried about a Black Friday or Cyber Monday, but I'm telling you, I'm looking about the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, and the life which He lived in the flesh. Now I get to live that life. That's Galatians 2:20. That's no, preacher, that ain't what it says. I'm glad you thought that. We need to look quickly. I saw it in your eyes. Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 20. Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 20. The Word of God says this: I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. The life the Lord Jesus Christ lived, dear friend, was a wonderful life. Well, how do we live it through? He said, you do it unto the least of these, my brethren, and you've done it unto me. So the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is wonderful. What did it say in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6? And His name shall be called Wonderful. So His birth was wonderful. The life the Lord Jesus Christ lived was a wonderful life as He lived it. Jesus Christ, dear friend, I don't know if you've ever been out in the desert. I was traveling from Arizona out to Chino Valley, California one time. And we stopped in and we stayed over in Yuma, Arizona. Has anybody ever stayed in Yuma, Arizona? Y'all know what a Santa Maria is? Santa Maria winds that come up out of Mexico. You ever, ain't that what they call them? I thought it was a hurricane. I tell you, dear friend, I'm saying that wind come up there was a dust storm, and it began to blow, and we couldn't hardly see nothing. We were pulling a travel trailer when we was on deputation as we parked at that church, and we didn't know any better. We put our awning out. The awning was to keep the sun off of us, and before we know it, dear friend, the winds came up out of nowhere, twisted that awning around, looked like a pretzel when it got done, put one end through the one glass all the way into the dining place where you sit there. You know, a travel trailer ain't that big. I mean, it's small, and that thing blew that thing in there. And I'm going to tell you, just trying to find a place to hide and get behind a wall or you know, to get beside the church building. That's how the Lord Jesus Christ is, dear friend. He's like a rock that shields us from the winds of life. And I'm going to tell you, it gets tumbling sometimes. It gets troublesome sometimes. It gets to where we can't hardly even stand up the winds against us. I'm not talking about this guy y'all saw on the Weather Channel at that last hurricane up there in South Carolina that was faking it, you know, looking like the wind was blowing. with no wind blowing, people behind him are walking. I'm talking about real difficult trouble. I'm talking about you and your wife arguing and fussing and fighting over finances. You and your children arguing and fussing about authority. You and your boss and having a trouble and schisms. You school teachers that deal and teach at these high schools around Orlando and the elementary schools and dealing with these kids and this new. Listen, this is a strange area where we live. I mean, we live in a strange situation, dear friend, where we're living in. Kids have more authority than I have ever understood in my life, dear friend. You know, they get a lot accomplished with them cell phones, don't they, Brother James? Constantly filming, constantly trying to get it to where they can get their way. We live in troublesome times, but I'm going to tell you something, dear friend. Jesus Christ is like that rock, that shield, and we can get behind him. That's the life that we live now by faith in Christ Jesus. He's like he's like that river of water that passes through that dry and thirsty land. That's the Jesus I'm talking about. I'm talking about the rose of Sharon. The day spring. I'm talking about the one that lived that wonderful life, a sinless life, so you and I can have eternal life. So his birth was wonderful. His life was wonderful. Dear friend, I don't even know how to explain this, but even his death was wonderful. Look with me over in Isaiah 53, if you would. Isaiah chapter 53. You know the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it's appointed that man wants to die. Why is that, Pastor? You know, it's sin. It's because of sin. It's because there was one day Adam and Eve chose to disobey God. They didn't run out and start no crack farm. They didn't run out and start some brothel. They didn't go down to the liquor store and get them about 12 kegs and pass them out around the neighborhood. You know what they did? They disobeyed God. And because one man's disobedience, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Because of sin, dear friend. Now listen, I'll tell you, death is a sorrowful time. It's a heartache. It brings heartache and it brings mourning into our lives. And you know, even when we know our loved one is in heaven and waiting there and resting for there, during that moment, those early hours and early days during that death, dear friend, it's sorrowful. It is sorrowful. Look what it says in Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 in verses 4 and 5. The Bible says, surely he hath borne our sorrows and borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. The death of the Lord Jesus Christ, though brutal as it was, and pictures could not even begin to show us the suffering, the shame, and the pain that the Lord Jesus Christ went through. Dear friend, I'm going to tell you, the Word of God declares that the death of the Lord Jesus Christ was wonderful in the sight of God, because it pleased God that he would die for our sins, that many might turn to him and trust him as their personal Lord and Savior. Jesus was sinless, yet died for sinners. That's wonderful, dear friend. Jesus didn't die for a bunch of folks that were Sunday school teachers. While I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. He didn't die just for the deacons. He didn't die for the Sunday school, the song leaders, the choir members, dear friend. Jesus died for sinners. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's wonderful news, dear friend. That the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, would give himself sinless and carry my sorrows, and carry my griefs. He died a substitute for me. That's wonderful news. Have you ever had this here? There was a time I was trying to help somebody out. And we was going to take care of something for them, so we called the place, and they said, well, we've got to get their permission for you to pay the bill. I told that lady, I said, ma'am,
this is my account number. Can you put a note by that if anybody, I don't care who they are, if anybody calls and desires to put money into my account, they don't need my permission, just let them do it. I ain't never heard nothing like that. But do you understand something different? You didn't give permission to Jesus to die. The sovereign God of the universe died on the cross of Calvary when you and I was his enemies. That's wonderful there, dear friend. He paid that debt. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So the birth was wonderful. His name shall be called Wonderful. Why? The birth was wonderful. His life was wonderful. The death was wonderful. All of our sins, dear friend. Verse 6, look what it says in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Tell your Calvinist friends to read Isaiah 53, 6.
That's right.
I don't know how it gets any plainer.
Right.
For whosoever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life.
Amen.
Lay the iniquity of us all. Wait a minute, preacher. Now, there's some over here that know the iniquity of us all.
Okay.
He died for all. For the grace of God has appeared to all men. All men. That's wonderful, dear friend. I mean, it's a sad thing. I can't imagine living in such a state of fear that am I chosen? Am I elected? Did he die for me? Did he not die for me? Dear friend, I couldn't live like that. Matter of fact, I'd go fishing. That Brother Paul, me and you'd be hunting right now. If I had to go by that type of religion, where maybe so, hope so, going to be, I'm working at it. Brother Mike would be in Kentucky in a deer stand right now. I wouldn't be up here preaching. I wouldn't be standing on the truths of the Word of God if it was a maybe so thing. It's a no so. I know the Lord Jesus Christ, my personal Lord and Savior, because I cried out to Him, a sinner, and turned to God in repentance, and by faith accepted the propitiation for my sins.
Amen.
That's why I'm up here. I'm not up here because of myself, dear friend, because if it was on that, I'd just go play some golf. Listen, Brother Dave would be over, be right over at the drive shack right now. You may come to church. You know why I'm coming to church? Because I know the Lord of the church. Jesus Christ died and gave himself for the church. And he bought me and he made me part of his family by faith. And I'm here because God laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Wonderful death, dear friend. That is a wonderful death. So we have his name shall be called Wonderful because of his birth, because of his life, because of his death. Well, what else is left, preacher? Lord, I'm talking about coming again. It's a wonderful thing. All these other yard birds running around here call themselves God, going to be God, want to be God. They're still in their grave. How Jesus rose again.
Amen.
And he said, I'm coming again. There where I am, ye shall be also. John 14. It's coming again, dear friend. And I'm going to tell you, that's going to be a wonderful event. In a moment, in a twinkling of the eye. You know, last week, a couple weeks ago, I was over in that wheelchair. I was saying, Lord, come. In a moment, I'd be up out of that wheelchair walking, no bruise, I'm no tore muscle. I'd be in a moment, that's going to be wonderful. No more of this, fighting back and forth, no more trying to get the right distance over here, dear friend. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, to be absent from this body is going to be present with him.
Amen.
It's wonderful. You know why his name is called Wonderful? Because everything about him is wonderful.
Amen.
Everything. The birth. He's not in no manger no more. He grew up. Listen, growing up, he grew up normal like you and I. Waxed strong in the Lord. Died on the cross of Calvary. Barred a tomb. Rose again on the third day. Walked around for 40 days after that. Was seen caught up there. The same Jesus, Acts chapter 1. The same Jesus in like manner shall come again. That's wonderful news. It's the holiday season. Thanksgiving just passed. We're into Christmas. Y'all went and visited some family come visit you. Maybe not. Maybe you didn't have a visitor this year. But But you know, my sister and her husband visited, first time in 10 years they came over here. He's scared to death of bridges. I don't know how in the world she got him over here. He will not drive across a bridge. She'll have to go 70 miles out of the way to come to a bridge. They came and visited her sister, her daughter lives over on the East Coast. What's that big old bridge over in Tampa? Skyway? He went 3 hours around that thing. Yes, sir, he did. I mean, listen, when they go, it's a wonderful thing to know they're coming back, isn't it? Sometimes, though, when we go and visit somebody, we know it's probably their last time we'll see them, don't we? We know. We know it. They're sickly, they're old. Been down in the nursing home. Y'all know we do the nursing home ministry down there. I tell Brother Jim, boy, she looks bad. Miss Virginia, she looks bad. I don't think she'll be. About 6 months, it was the same thing. Then guess what, Brother Gina? When we went down there, she wasn't there. It's sad, isn't it? You know what Jesus said? Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart. Do you believe in God? Believe also in Him. Why did He say that? He knew we'd be troubled. Hey, I'm coming again. That's wonderful news. I'll never see Miss Virginia again on the side of the rapture. Never again. There's coming a day. There's coming a day. We won't have to go gather those saints, Brother Jim. Hey, you guys go to their home and bring them down from there and put them there so we can sing to them. There's coming a day, dear friend. They're going to walk on the street of gold. They're going to be up there in heaven, and they're going to be singing songs of Zion. Why? Because Jesus came again. What does that have to do with them, preacher, or them? Hey, those which are dead in Christ shall rise first. We which remain shall be caught up and together forever be with the Lord. Wonderful. I'm going to ask you this morning, is Jesus wonderful to you? If he is, it's because you've trusted Him as your personal Lord and Savior. But if He is not wonderful to you, and this here time in the Word of God this morning has troubled your heart and convicted you of where you are in Christ, He loves you. He wants you to be part of His family. He didn't preserve a word of God forever, a story of Him and His love for you and I, for naught. He did it so you could know Him. And if you're lost this morning you can know the Lord Jesus Christ, and His name shall be called Wonderful. You can know Him in a wonderful way, a personal salvation, realizing you're a sinner before God, knowing that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary so you can have eternal life, putting faith and trust in Him and turning to God, saying, God, I am sorry, I have sinned, I need to repent and trust Your Son as my atonement, as my personal Savior. And He shall be with to you today. Let's stand to our feet. Heads bowed, eyes closed, candles is coming. Song leader is going to lead us in a song of invitation. What page? 373. 373, church.